Amen. Eternal life, eternal joy. Huh. Take your Bibles this afternoon and turning in them to the book of Ephesians in chapter 6. Ephesians in chapter 6. And we'll read verses 2 and 3 again this week. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Last week we considered honor thy father and mother. That is, highly esteem them in value. They are to be greatly valued. We're to honor our parents by treating them with proper respect. This kind of goes hand in hand with honor and the meaning of honor. And that's because of their age, that because they are our parents. They're the ones that, humanly speaking, gave us life. Not only did they give us life, but they gave us support all the days in their household. They taught us. They taught us. If we had Christian parents, they taught us the ways of the Lord. And taught us to honor him, or at least try to as much as in their power. And also we're to honor them because of their age, because of the experience that comes with age and being older. Also saw that we were to honor our parents by being obedient. The first one that we looked at in verse 1, he said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And when we properly honor our parents, respect them, obedience follows suit with that. Children are to honor their parents by being helpful. They are our parents, and most of us now have older parents, those of us whose parents are alive, and they're the stage and point of life. They need someone's help, and children aren't to stick them off in nursing home somewhere and forget about them. But they're, to as much as they're able, they're to help them, they're to care for them, and thinking and not forgetting all the years that they put into you, and all the worries that they worried over you and cared for you and your upbringing and what you were doing and how you would turn out and all of that. We're to forget what our parents went through to bring us to adulthood, to bring us to that state of life. Today we want to consider, he put in parentheses, which is the first commandment with promise. This commandment was given, and it was given with a promise attached, he said. And that promise he gives to us in verse 3, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Turn with me to the book of Exodus. And we'll go back there and read that in the commands, the Ten Commandments that God gave to the children of Israel. Exodus chapter 20, in verse 12, it is, as Paul said, the first commandment with promise. It is the first commandment dealing with relationship, as we said last week, to our fellow man. Our parents are our fellow man, and this is the first. And I've come to know and to realize that if we don't get this one, if children don't get this one, then they're going to be off in the others and dealing with their fellow man. They must get this one. Verse 12 of this 20th chapter of the book of Exodus. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord and thy God giveth thee. Turn with me to Deuteronomy. Now, this in Exodus was given, yes, to the children of Israel, but it was given to the children of Israel as they'd come out of Egypt and they had come to Mount Sinai. And there, as we've learned on Wednesday night, God took them to Israel to be his wife, and he did that in a covenant relationship, and he gave them these commandments. Well, these that he'd given this commandment to were disobedient. They were disobedient in not going in and trusting the Lord, not going in and possessing the land and driving out the inhabitants of the land. They rebelled and said, we can't do it. They looked at their circumstances through their own eyes instead of through the eyes of God and said, we can't do it. And so they died, all those above the age of 20, died in the wilderness, the 40 years wandering in the wilderness. And we come to the book of Deuteronomy, they've all died. And all that was left were those that were 20 years of age and under, and now they've become 60 and under, with the exception of Joshua and Caleb, who were obedient. But in verse 16... God gives to these the same command. Honor thy father and thy mother as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, that is, made long, and that it may go well with thee in the land which Lord thy God giveth thee. Note these two in conjunction with what the apostle has given us under the Holy Spirit's lead. One author, God. God is the author. And he gives us the same record in these three passages of Scripture. Now, as we look at these and we consider these and we consider this promise, how are we to take this? Well, I can tell you how I've taken it all my life. I'm a literalist. How many of you know what I mean when I say I'm a literalist? That is, when I read the Word of God, I sit down and read the Word of God, take it literally, unless the context in which I'm reading, the whole context in which I'm reading, demands that it be symbolic, spiritual. So I'm illiterate. So I take these three passages of scripture that we've read, that the days may be long upon the earth, and it may be well with thee, and I take them literally. I don't see any reason in these contexts for it to be taken any other way, but to take it literally. Let me pose this to you. If these can't be taken literally, if they can't be taken literally, we're going to look at some other passages of Scripture. How are we to take these passages of Scripture that we'll look at? Turn with me to the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs in chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. And we'll read verses 1 and 2. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Here, we could say Solomon is telling his son to heed his law. Don't forget the law. Don't forget that which I've taught you, that which I've commanded you. And we'll get more into the teaching aspect next week. But don't forget. But let thine heart keep. Let your heart, let all that is within you be obedient to my commands, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. How many of you told your children that when you had them in your home, you were raising them and insisting on the teachings and instructions and that they obey and so forth? We did on a number of occasions. We told our children, because what I'm telling you, what I'm teaching, and the reason for my discipline in you is so that when you get older, you don't come upon hard times. You don't come upon hardships. You don't come upon things that are hurtful for you. If you don't learn these things now while you're in my home, there's coming a day where these things are going to be hurtful to you. Be obedient to my commands. Let's go over two chapters to chapter 10. And of course, also in chapter 3, it's not only talking about Solomon's law and Solomon's commands that he was given to his son, but he's talking about the commandments of the Lord as well. But chapter 10 of Proverbs, and look with me here at verse 27. The fear of the Lord. No doubt about it. He's talking about the Lord now. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. What are we to do with that verse if Exodus chapter 20, verse 12? If Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 16, if Ephesians chapter 6 verses 2 and 3 are not literal, what are we to do with this verse here? The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, makes long your days. The honor and the reverence, worship of God and honoring Him and walking in His ways and in His paths, make your days long. Long upon the earth. Your not as likely to come to hurtful situations, to put yourself in situations that could be costly to your life. By walking in honor of the Lord. But, wicked shall be shortened. The years of the wicked shall be shortened. And yes, that is so very true. The wicked, we would say, we call it an untimely death. Many wicked have met untimely deaths. Many wicked die of sorrows. Many wicked die of tragic diseases brought on them because of their lifestyle, because of their choice of a lifestyle that they are living in. But we'll see that it has reference to even deeper truth in just a moment. Turn with me now to the book of 1 Peter. The book of 1 Peter in chapter 3. In verse 10. Peter 3 and verse 10. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him refrain from wickedness. Let him refrain from evil. Let him refrain from evil speaking and hurtful speaking. Whenever I think of this speaking, have to think of Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up strife, tension. See, so the thought again is righteous living. Longest days makes long your days upon the earth. Obeying the commands of God. Honor your parents. That your days may be prolonged upon the land, upon the earth. In thinking of that, turn with me to the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew. Chapter 5, we read there in Proverbs chapter 10, in verse 27, about the fear of the Lord prolongeth days. Walking, honoring the Lord, having reverence to the Lord, worshiping Him in spirit and in truth, living life that is righteous and walking in His paths and in His ways makes long your days upon the earth. Obeying, honoring your mother and father, obeying them, makes long your days upon the earth. A child of God ought to be doing that. It really saddens me that to see people who profess to be Christians, people who profess to know the Lord Jesus Christ, and they don't have the proper honor for the parents that they ought to have. All people, a child of God, ought to have proper honor for their parents. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 5 said, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." You see, the righteous, the meek, those who fear the Lord. Because they fear the Lord, they obey His commandments. They obey His commandment to honor their parents. We're going to inherit the earth. You know, many times I hear people say, and maybe I've been guilty of it myself, you know, as bad as things are getting, I don't know that I want to live to be very old upon the earth. There's honor. There's honor in living long upon the earth. The earth is ours. Not the present earth with its present troubles, sin. This earth doth wax old as a garment. This earth is coming to destruction. This earth is going to be destroyed. For a time, after leaving this earth, the righteous are going to live together with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. But don't you know, one day we're coming back with Him to this earth. We're coming back with Him to this earth to rule and reign with Him for 1,000 years upon the earth. He's then going to destroy this earth in the heavens. And He's going to create Revelation chapter 21. Behold, I create a new heaven and a new earth. And who's going to be in the new heaven and the new earth? We are. The righteous are. Nothing that defileth is going to enter therein. The righteous are going to be there. Israel of God is going to be there. You see, our days are long upon this earth, and because our days are to be long upon this, it's forever, eternity. How long is that? Forever. How long is that? Eternity. No end. Our days shall be upon the earth. Thank God it won't be this present earth with all its sin, and with it, earth presently and in the heavens withholding the fullness of their glory now. So, just as these verses we can take literally, so can we the ones dealing with children honoring their parents, that their days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Long upon the earth, as the apostle used in Hebrews. Now, of course, we all know of some who have died in childhood and at different ages. And, as far as we know, they were sweet. We would say some of them, the younger ones, were sweet as could be. They were good children. They appeared from all outward evidences to obey and honor their parents. What do we think about that? Turn with me to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 25. Realizing that life and death is in the hands of Almighty God. And for whatever reason, known only to Him, He takes some children at a young age. He takes some men, some women, at a very early age in life. And as we've already said, by all outward indications, they honored their parents. They were obedient children to their parents. Some lived good Christian lives, but for reasons known only to God, He was pleased to take them. But notice what God says about His people regardless of the age of life at which they die. Genesis chapter 25, look at verses 7 and 8. We're given the death of Abraham. These are the days of the years of Abraham's life, which he lived, and 175 years. That's not bad, is it? That's a good old age, isn't it? His days were long upon the earth, would you not? And look at God's testimony. Say, then Abraham gave up the ghost and died in a good old age, an old man, and full of years, and was gathered to his people. And by all indications, it was well with Abraham all the days of his years. That is, wasn't hard times of sickness and disease and all of that thing, and Scripture didn't make note that he was crippled in his feet from the latter years of life, as it does some, especially one of the kings, a couple of the kings who were good kings and walked in the way of the Lord, but they were lifted with pride, or they did something they shouldn't have done, and God afflicted them. It went well with Abraham. 175 years of his life. Well, let's look at another one. So Abraham was 175 years. Turn with me to the book of Judges. The book of the Judges. In chapter 8. And of course, this is concerning Gideon. Lord, you know who Gideon was. The Lord used him to deliver the children of Israel from the hand of the Midianites. And they cried out unto God, and God raised up Gideon, and Gideon delivered them. And verse 32, and Gideon the son of Joash died in a good old age and was buried in the sepulcher of Joash, his father, in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. We're not specifically told concerning Gideon, his age. I had looked to see if I could find it somewhere else or so forth, but we're not specifically told. We do know that Gideon, after he had delivered Israel, and Israel followed Gideon all the days of his life and walked in ways of the Lord, except for that Gideon made an ephod and took it to the city, and all Israel did worship that ephod, and in this Gideon caused Israel to sin. But note, it says concerning the death of Gideon, died in a good old age and was buried in the sepulcher of Joash his father. Died in a good old age indicates that he was of good health. It went well with him. It went well with him all the years of his life, however long that was. No, not something that God allowed us to know. Maybe 80, maybe 90. Don't know. But there's going to look at another one that we do know his age. Turn with me to the book of First Chronicles. The book of First Chronicles in the 29th chapter. And this is concerning David. 1 Chronicles chapter 29. In verse 26, let's go ahead and read verse 26, 27. Thus David, the son of Jesse, reigned over all Israel, and the time that he reigned over Israel was 40 years. 7 years reigned he in Hebron, and 33 years then reigned he in Jerusalem. And he died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. And Solomon his son reigned in his stead. In this passage of scripture here, it makes no mention of the age of David. But we know that David was 70 years old when he died. How do we know that? Well, another passage of scripture says, and when David began to reign, he was 30 years old, and he reigned 40 years. So he was 70 years old at this point when he died, and Solomon took over the reign. So David said, Abraham was 175, and David's only 70. But notice the testimony of God concerning all of them. And he died in a good old age. Full of days. I mean, his 70 years were full of days. And it was a good old age. And honor. And riches. So life and death is in the hand of the Lord. He determines it. But our days spent upon the earth, walking in the ways of the Lord, serving the Lord, worshiping the Lord, obeying his commandments. And the Lord will say, when we die, whether it be 70 years or 80 years or 90 years, the Lord, or 95 years, the Lord will say, and he died being full of days and of a good old age. That is part of that statement, part of the promise that goes along with that, it may go well with thee and thy days may be prolonged upon the earth. It's talking about not only days upon the earth, but your life spent upon the earth will be of good health and full of days and good old age. What one of us doesn't want to be of good health when we die? There's none of us that can think of that want to be afflicted with some disease where we take years to just waste away and then finally die. And all I can say is, fear the Lord. Obey his commandments. Walk in his paths. Walk in his ways. And your days will be prolonged. You'll die of a good old age. It's full of days with the Lord. So, it is true that long life is promised to children who honor and obey their father and mother. We've read three scriptures. There's a couple other scriptures that reference the fact of honoring your father and mother, and it'll go well with you. Your days will be prolonged, and you'll live long life upon the earth. But consider this in the book of Proverbs. Again, the book of Proverbs in chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 32. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. You keep the ways of the Lord, you'll be blessed. You'll be happy. You're happy in the Lord. You're happy in whatsoever state the Lord brings you in. Those who love, those who honor, those who obey their parents are likely to grow up good members of society. They've been taught well in the house. Hold, as God said concerning Abraham, I know that he will direct his household well. And Abraham did. He lived to be full of days and a good old age. They not only children who are brought up this way and children who learn obedience and to honor their father and their mother, to respect them highly for their position's sake. They become good members of society. We stated to you what that one professor of Harvard had said concerning children that are disciplined properly between the ages of 6, and they learn this thing to obey their parents. They're not given to crime and the thing that we see our streets full of kids that, well, kids are hitting the streets at the early ages of 9 and 10 years of age. Some of them are out on the streets. They don't know only a life of crime, a life of stealing, and grows into murder and drugs and alcohol. You see, but our children being taught the ways of the Lord, instructed properly, who grow up to obey and grow up to honor, they become, for the most part, good citizens of society. And more importantly, they become good church members. Good church members. Those who don't honor their father and mother, they end up not making good church members either. You see, because they don't honor and respect anyone. If they don't honor and respect their parents, are they going to honor and respect fellow members? Are they going to honor and respect the pastor? Are they going to honor the Lord Jesus Christ? And the Lord Jesus Christ, God, commanded this. Commanded children to honor, to obey their parents in the Lord. They're not likely to, those children that are taught well are not likely to come to an untimely death, an untimely end to their life. Turn with me in closing to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 20. And look with me here at verse 20. Whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. Think on the verse. Let it sink in. You know, we may mention to many children, young adults, living on the streets, living a life of crime because they never learned to honor and obey their parents. many of those kids have met untimely deaths. They, by their life, they curse their father and mother by their lifestyle. We mentioned that last week. You don't obey, you don't honor your parents, and you do things contrary to what they have taught you and they've tried to teach you and the discipline they've tried to give you. It's a cursing. It's a cursing of father and mother. And whoso curses his father and his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. And think of the children that are being killed. In street children. Think of the shootings, the knifings. You only hear about the shootings. You hardly ever hear about the knifings. The ones on the streets that have been knifed and killed. You only hear about the drive-by shootings of these kids. You see, they don't learn a life of honor and obey. And so they don't even honor and obey those who have usurped the authority over them on the streets. And you won't live long in that situation, in that scenario. Well, enough. We don't need to go there. We just try to stick with the Word of God. This is His Word. This is what His Word says about children. Obey your parents and the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, that the days may be long, that it may go well with thee, and the days may be long upon the earth. Shall we stand together, be dismissed? A word of Brother Mike, would you dismiss us, please?